The children of Israel insisted on going against the instruction of their prophet, Moses, and said, "We will never enter the city as long as the tyrants are there. So you, O Moses, and your Lord, go and fight the tyrants. We will remain sitting here, and we will not join you in the fight." Moses said to his Lord, "O Lord, I have no authority over anyone besides myself and my brother Aaron. So separate us from those who do not obey you and your messenger." Allah said to his prophet Moses, peace be upon him, "Allah has forbidden entry into the Holy Land for the Israelites for a period of 40 years, in which they will wander on earth aimlessly without direction. Do not grieve, O Moses, over those who do not follow Allah, because the punishment they receive is because of their sins. Relate with the truth, O Messenger, to these Jews who are jealous and who do wrong, the incident of the two sons of Adam, Cain and Abel, when they both offered a sacrifice to gain closeness to Allah. Allah accepted the sacrifice offered by Abel because he was mindful of him, and did not accept the offering of Cain because he was not mindful of Allah. Cain was unhappy about the fact that Abel's sacrifice was accepted, and jealously said, 'I will kill you, O Abel.' Abel replied, 'Allah only accepts the offering of the one who is mindful of him by fulfilling his instructions and avoiding his prohibitions. If you lift your hand intending to kill me, I will not do the same as you. It is not because I'm a coward, but because I fear Allah, the Lord of all created things. I want you to return with the sin of wrongly killing me, together with your previous sins, and become one of those who will enter the fire of hell on the day of judgment and remain there. That is the reward of those who overstep the limits of Allah. I do not want to take on your crime and become one of the sinners." The evil prompting soul of Cain persuaded him to wrongly kill his brother, Abel. So he killed him, and because of that, he became one of those who are losers in this world and the afterlife. He set a bad example and will therefore bear that burden, as well as the burden of any person who does the same until the day of judgment, without any reduction in the burden of those who imitate him. Allah sent a crow to dig the earth in front of him, to bury another dead crow, and teach him how to cover his brother's body. He then became regretful. Regret is the end result of those who commit sins. Beneficial points. Going against the messengers results in punishment, as occurred to the Israelites when Allah punished them by their wandering aimlessly. The story of the two sons of Adam apparently indicates that the first sin to occur on earth was envy and oppression. The caution displayed by the son of Adam who was killed indicates the duty of leaving oppression and retaliation lest one meets his Lord having shed blood. Shedding blood without a valid reason results in loss and regret. Any person who sets a bad example or publicizes and encourages an evil action will receive the equivalent sin of those who follow him. Due to Cain's murder of his brother, I informed the Israelites that any person who kills another person for no valid reason, such as legal retribution or as punishment for causing corruption in the land by treason or waging war, it is as if he has killed all people, since he did not make a distinction between an innocent and a guilty person. Whoever refrains from killing a person whose soul I have made sacred and regards it to be forbidden to kill such a person, it is as if he has given life to all people, because in such an action lies the safety of all people. My messengers brought to the Israelites clear signs and evidences. Despite this, many of them overstepped my limits by committing sins and going against the messengers. The punishments of those who wage war against Allah and His messenger, and who challenge them by spreading corruption on earth, though killing, looting and creating fear on the roads, is that they be killed or crucified or that they have their alternate hands and feet cut off. And if the offense is repeated, the left hands and right feet are to be cut off, or they are to be exiled. Such punishment is a disgrace for them in the world, and in the afterlife they will receive a great punishment. Except for those warmongers who repent before you, people of authority, get hold of them. Know then that Allah is forgiving and merciful towards them after they repent. Due to His mercy, He overlooks the punishment that is due to them. O you who believe in Allah and follow His Messenger, be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions. Search for a means of closeness to Him by doing what He instructs you to do and staying away from what He prohibits you from. And strive against the disbelievers for His pleasure, so that you get what you desire and you are saved from what you fear. Had those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers owned everything in the earth and the likeness of it, and gave all of that to ransom themselves from Allah's punishment on the Day of Judgment, such ransom would not be accepted from them, and they will receive a painful punishment. Beneficial points. The sacred law requires that a dead person be buried and covered with soil, which is a practice that Allah has taught human beings. The verses show the sanctity of the human soul, and that protecting it and giving life to it is like having done so for all of mankind. On the other hand, destroying or harming one human soul is like doing it to all of mankind. The punishment for those who wage war against Allah and His Messenger by spreading corruption on earth by killing, looting, and cutting off roads is that they be killed without being crucified, or killed by crucifixion, or that their limbs on opposite sides be cut off, or by exiling them from the land in accordance with the offense they committed. The repentance of those who spread corruption by waging war and cutting off roads before the ruler gets hold of them necessitates pardon. The verses stress that ransom will not be accepted on the Day of Judgment, even if it be all that is on earth, from those for whom the punishment of hell is obligatory.